Welcome to Laundry Day. What you're hearing is the sound of my washing machine at home. It gets a lot of use because I'm very clumsy and I spill a lot of things. Do you separate? I don't. Clothes are clothes, right? Throw them in there together. Brights, colors, socks, workout stuff, whatever. Except for jeans. Do you wash your jeans? Do you have to wash them? If so, how often? This is like the most debated laundry topic when it comes to an article of clothing. Some people, they treat them like everything else. Some people, they wait months. Some people never wash their jeans. So what's the deal with denim? I've got questions. It's Mike Simpson here, wearing a pair of jeans as I record this that have not seen the inside of a washing machine for, well, a long time. So I really hope I'm right on this one, or that's going to be both embarrassing and gross. We're going to break this up into two parts: cleaning advice from a denim shop in San Francisco, and then the actual cleanliness, the hygienics of washing or not. And we'll start with the second one.
I have to say, I am a big proponent of not washing too often.
Hey, good news for me so far.
My name is Rachel McQueen. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Human Ecology at the University of Alberta in Canada.
And her name will come up if you browse the occasional news articles that do pop up on this because of what we'll call, for the purposes of this show, the jeans swab study.
It was a long time ago. That was back in 2011. And Josh Lay, he was actually a student in my undergraduate textile science class. And he was the one who came to me and said that, you know, I've been wearing these jeans for a very long time.
It was something like 15 months.
And I'm about to wash them. And so it just became a really fun kind of exercise to have a look at the bacteria that was on his jeans at the time before he washed them. And then he wore them for a couple of weeks and we measured them again and after he'd washed them. And there wasn't any noticeable difference.
And maybe that bears repeating just so we're all on the same page. This dude, he wore the jeans for 15 months and had X amount of bacteria on them. He washed them, he wore them for a couple more weeks, and it was basically the same. Again, X amount of bacteria. 2 weeks, a month, 2 months, a year. Not too different. Were you surprised?
Yeah, I was somewhat surprised at the time, pleasantly surprised, because I think at the end of the day, perhaps we think about our clothing as being completely infested with microorganisms and bacteria and things from our skin all the time. Perhaps we could just chill out a little bit about our own clothing.
Disclaimer here, this does not go for like underwear or if you get a cut or something, or if you're a nurse. It does not apply if you're a construction worker because, you know, you sweat. But going to class, going to work, you sit at your desk, you type all day. Some of this stuff, apparently, it only gets so dirty.
There are a lot of people, and we've sort of kind of grown up, I guess, this way and had it entrenched in us. We've just got into this habit of washing a lot. We perhaps just need to rethink about when we take something off, perhaps don't throw it on the floor, hang it over a chair or hang it over, you know, a coat hanger or something to sort of let it sort of air out a little bit and think about wearing that again tomorrow.
A little washing machine interlude here while we reset. What have we learned? Yes, you should wash your clothes, but some of them probably don't need it all the time. Various factors, of course, change that. No hard and fast rules. But some advice from Rachel. Smell test. If it smells, go and fix that. If you spill, spot clean it. And then eventually, yes, a wash is going to be in order. Which brings us now to San Francisco. And Tony Patella, co-founder of Tellison Denim in the city. Disclaimer number two here. What we're going to talk about with him is raw denim. It's been untreated, unwashed, not made to look a certain way before it's sold. None of that. These come out kind of stiff, and then you got to break them in. A lot of people think of this as the good stuff. They pay good prices for it. So, Tony, what do we do?
I don't say never wash your jeans. Some people in our world do never wash their jeans and advocate never to wash your jeans, but that's not us.
That's probably a welcome line for those of you listening to this going, ew.
You can do whatever you want. You know, they're your jeans. I usually wait 4 to 6 months on a new pair before they see water. And that's mainly because I want to give time for a little bit of a patina to form, but also one of the beautiful things about raw denim is that it can mold your body and your shape. For example, if you and I got a pair of the exact same jean and the same fabric, wore them for 6 months each, even though they started out exactly the same, your pair wouldn't fit me as well as the pair I've been working on and vice versa. All of a sudden you have this almost custom pair of jeans. kind of the way it always had been done up until someone threw some jeans and pumice stones in a washing machine, you know?
This actually brings us full circle to the experiments. What that guy was trying to do was really break them in for more than a year, seeing what kind of lines he could get on that pair of jeans.
It wasn't as disgusting as it seemed.
No.
In other words, the amount of bacteria was way less than most people would think. Again, like, we don't advocate never washing your jeans, because after a certain amount of time, when you've got a lot of bacteria, sweat, whatever else may be on the denim, it's not a bad idea to get that out of there, even if they don't stink, simply because some of that stuff can weaken the cotton fibers. Good idea to get that out of there.
All right, so here we go. Drum roll. It's my fingers. The actual washing.
My rule, like I said, is 4 to 6 months, always inside out, cold water. First one by hand, just because I want to see what's going to happen. The main thing I would say as a point of advice to anybody is to never put them in the dryer.
Because then you're going to get creases because of the heat and the rubbing together, and those are never going to go away. All right. Soap. Some people are super particular. Some people say vinegar. Some people say baby shampoo in the bathtub. This is all stuff I've read online.
Yeah, I'm much more minimal. I don't care about the soap. I just use whatever's there. I just think that soap is soap in some ways. And
right. It cleans things. You know, that's what it does.
It cleans things. And I know there's a market out there and there's a lot of things out there, you know, Woolite Black, blah, blah, blah. And maybe that's great, but it's just not in my wheelhouse to think about that. I just fill up a tub with cold water, put some soap in there. I hand agitate, let it soak for a while, hand agitate again, rinse it in cold water, air dry. And after that, sort of the gentle cycle and a front loading washer. Top-loading machines also cause problems. They rotate so much and they're pretty violent.
So they're going to end up causing the same problems as the dryer.
My business partner, Pete, the co-founder of Tellison, he's a little different in a lot of ways when he takes care of his jeans. And that is, he stands in the shower and he advocates a lot of customers that call us. He literally just gets in the shower, grabs whatever soap's in there. It could even be shampoo, just kind of washes them, takes them off, rinses them, and lets them hang dry in the shower.
When you hear him on the phone telling people this, does it seem like they take a lot of convincing?
Yeah, it does. And he's pretty passionate about that method. So
I guess as long as you don't trip taking them off.
There is one thing that's out there in the denim world that I'd like to dispel right now, though, and that is throw them in the freezer kind of a thing. You probably
right.
heard that.
Yes. You had to know we were going to get to this one.
It's ridiculous. You know, I don't get that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it really doesn't. If you are confused as to what we're talking about, some people, and this was an internet thing and some celebrities believed it and they started saying in interviews that they do it, and you should too. It is the take your jeans and fold them up and put them in the freezer overnight method, because that way it'll kill the bacteria and it freezes the stink out of your jeans. For this one, we go back to Rachel, who actually does a lot of work on body odor.
When I use people in my studies to collect body odor from them onto fabrics, the way that I preserve their smell is I put them in the freezer.
Realizing this might be an unexpected answer to this question, but it's a good one.
So that when I do a sensory test later, where I've got people who come along and sniff these fabrics, I take them out of the freezer, they thaw out, and they smell, the smell of body odor smells fresh.
Which means if you put your jeans in the freezer, yeah, they're going to stop smelling when you take them out and put them on, but then you're going to warm up and you're going to stink.
And it won't get rid of odor.
So it doesn't pass the smell test, in other words.
It doesn't pass the smell test.
The sounds of the dryer now, because I didn't want it to feel left out after I was recording the washer and I knew it was going to get bad press. Also, where do the socks go when they disappear? One of life's great mysteries. One thing before we go, we talked to the small batch denim shop for this, but even the CEO of Levi's has been on record saying a pair of his jeans, they haven't seen the inside of a washing machine for a decade. So you can probably broaden this out to whatever your jeans of choice are. Also on his mind was sustainability, right? Think of all the water, all the detergent. Curious as to your washing schedule? Email me that. And a question also for a future episode. Plenty of topics. What's on your mind? I will find people to talk about them. I've got questions at audacy.com. AUDACY. This comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. Rate, review if you got a second. It does help a lot. And talk to you next time.